Steve Kelly has adopted a campaign style that might be dubbed Celtic Futurism. His campaign color is bright green, right down to his shiny green necktie, and his campaign logo consists of a shooting star orbiting the green Kelly name. In the legislature, Kelly established himself as an expert on telecommunications and high technology, and he says he'll carry that same forward-looking emphasis into this Senate race.
We're moving into a new millennium with a new kind of economy and a need for somebody who can work for Minnesota working families, who understands that new economy and can take the messages from here to Washington and put it to work.
Kelly says his new economy philosophy means smaller government.
There is a role for government, but it should be a narrower role, and we should use the market when we can to accomplish our goals.
There are limits to Kelly's smaller government approach. For example, he opposes the conversion of Social Security funds into stock market investments, a plan backed by Senator Rod Grams. And despite his pledge to reduce the national debt, Kelly says he believes in more government spending on certain areas.
If our nation were a family, we'd make the same sound decisions a Minnesota family makes every day. Feeling a little more financially secure, a Minnesota family would sit around the kitchen table and decide what they could afford to do to make life a little easier, a little better. The family would put some extra money into education for the children. Maybe a computer, some extra classes, maybe music lessons.
Besides education, Kelly also favors more government help for worker training, health care, and affordable housing. Kelly says he's not comfortable with ideological labels like liberal or even Wellstone Democrat. He's also noncommittal about whether he'll honor the endorsement of the DFL party convention, which tends to pick left-of-center candidates. DFL candidate Mike Cerisi has also said he might not abide by the endorsement, a situation which could lead to another bruising primary battle for Democrats next fall, replaying their divisions in last year's governor's race. The Republicans, meanwhile, have maintained a united front behind Rod Grams. DFL State Chairman Mike Erlandson says he will try to encourage Democratic candidates to keep the good of the party in mind.
I guess the real challenge to a candidate is for them to evaluate their own campaign, and if they're not the front runner, if they're not catching on, if they're not raising money, then they have to take a deep look on the inside and say, maybe I shouldn't be in this race because I'm just hurting the Democratic Party.
Erlandson says it's still too early for Democrats to start taking themselves out of the race, but he says that process should start happening as early as next January. And the DFL field will probably get bigger before it shrinks. Another state senator, Jerry Janicich of Chisholm, says he's 70% sure he's going to run too. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.